Tom Humphrey is the Nashville Bureau Chief for the Knoxville News Sentinel, and he joins us weekly for a little checkup on our state legislature. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Chrissy.
All right, so last week in the House, secret ballot. This had to do, I guess, with legislation involving school vouchers?
Right. As you know, there's some part of a stalemate on the voucher front in the legislature that has been there since last year. Speaker Harwell distributed basically a questionnaire to all 71 House Republicans and asked them, where are you on vouchers? And she declared that it is a secret survey and would be used internally. She is not announcing the results other than to say that there is a wide variety of opinions among House members on the subject. The legislature is generally not really very open to the public on many matters. The House Republican Caucus often closes its meetings to the public. The Senate Republican Caucus has adopted a different rule, incidentally, and they do meet in public. Our state constitution has a curious provision in it that says basically the legislature's doors shall remain open save when considering matters that ought to be kept secret. So we have a state constitutional provision that basically says the legislature can decide what it wants to keep secret and meet in behind closed doors when it wants to.
I gotcha. The secret survey that Harwell sent around, is that a normal practice in either house?
I have heard tell of that being done a time or two before, but it's a, something of a novelty. It's not the norm.
Well, also last week we heard from Governor Haslam. During his State of the State speech, he outlined his plan to offer free tuition for two-year institutions around the state to high school graduates. Phil Bredesen, former Governor Bredesen, outlined a very, very similar plan in 2007, and it didn't fly. Now, Governor Haslam appears to be extremely confident that this is going to pass, but we've already heard some dissension. So what's going on in the legislature on this?
The governor is confident that the plan will pass, and I suspect he is correct on that. And it is a curiosity. Just a couple of years ago, Republican senators and House members were concerned that lottery reserves were so low that they might have to slash benefits under the scholarship program. At that time, there were about $300 million in reserves. Lottery sales have gone well. There's about $400 million in reserves right now. The governor wants to take $300 million of that out of reserves, putting it into an endowment fund. His plan, he says, well, we're not really spending it. We're putting it in an endowment. We expect the interest to pay the expenses of his program, which are about $34 million a year by estimate. And therefore, that's completely different than the Phil Bredesen plan. It does seem to have received a warm reception from the Republican legislators who did not think all that much of Phil Bredesen's plan.
What about the Democrats?
Actually, the Democrats, they thought that was a good idea when Bredesen proposed it. Senate Minority Leader Jim Kyle has, in fact, sort of pushed toward expanded benefits under the lottery program, making more kids eligible, and has been rebuffed in the past by the Republicans. So they seem to be aboard. There are some misgivings here and there among Republicans fretting a bit about the reserve drawdown and the possible ramifications on other lottery scholarship programs.
Tom Humphrey is the Nashville Bureau Chief for the Knoxville News Sentinel. Thanks for joining us, Tom.
Thank you, Chrissy.